T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Pulse of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. Good morning. I'm Larry Richard. A chance this hour to get a 4-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Festival every weekend in West Newton through September 25th. Also, 2 weeks from tonight at Acrisure Stadium, it's the Backyard Brawl, the renewal after more than a decade. The University of Pittsburgh football team will host the West Virginia Mountaineers, and had a chance to go over to practice yesterday and spend some time with the broadcast team. Bill Hillgrove, Pat Bostic, Kel Berger, we had our producer, our engineer, and it was a lot of fun just talking about what this game means to the local economy. It's been sold out for the last couple of weeks. Pitt's ranked 17th in the nation, according to the AP poll, and it should be a lot of fun. I was looking at ticket prices. We were talking about that. When is the last time a Pitt ticket for a game, especially an opener, would go for in excess of hundreds of dollars? And this is in the upper sections, in the 500 sections. So a huge demand. ESPN's College Game Day will be here that night, and it opens literally the entire college football season. So that's 2 weeks from tonight, and today is the last day for fans to go see the Pittsburgh Steelers at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. It's scheduled, and you better check if you want. There are free tickets, but you got to get a mobile ticket to get in. $155, open to the public. And then after today, that's it. They will be there tomorrow. No fans in attendance, not open to the public. And then they break camp and head to Jacksonville. They've got a game Saturday night against the Jaguars. And you can see that game on KDK-TV with Bob Papiani, Charlie Batch. And it seems like summer feels like it's wrapping up. But hang on, we got a lot of summer left. I know it's cool and autumn-like this morning, but it's going to be much warmer with sunshine this afternoon. Also, talking about State Senator Jay Cossey yesterday at Penn Hill School District, he helped secure a state grant to help them get their own school police force. And there are Penn Hills Police Department officers posted at each school within the district. And the new school police force will be in addition to those officers already in place. And also, later on this hour, Little Italy Days, one of our 90 neighborhoods in Pittsburgh, Bloomfield, known as Little Italy. A lot going on starting today. I'm going to be attending the Celebrity Bocce Tournament. And that's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know that much about bocce. What is the thing that's everybody's talking about when it comes to recreation? It's pickleball. Have you heard about this? Do you know somebody that's playing pickleball? It's caught on. It's like the hot thing to do. If you haven't heard about it, you're going to hear about it, because apparently it's really expanding and its popularity is growing around the country, and especially here in Pittsburgh. And our Pulse of Pittsburgh poll question about the IRS, because of the Inflation Reduction Act that President Biden signed on Tuesday, there's an expansion of the support financially, with the ability to hire additional agents, almost double for the IRS. Now that President Joe Biden has signed that, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has directed the IRS to develop a plan within 6 months outlining how the tax agency will overhaul its technology, feeling a lot of it is outdated. Customer service. How many people complained they had questions? And with all the changes in the last 2.5 years because of the pandemic and how they sent money, state, federal, how do you organize all that and get simple answers to questions? Many people complained they could never get to a human being and get any answers. So customer service, underline that. And Janet Yellen also wants the agency to beef up their hiring processes. In part, these improvements are meant to end the two-tier tax system where most Americans pay what they owe, but at the top of the distribution, often they do not. So I think everybody that pays taxes is saying, hey, can't we make this more equitable for all of us? There's 22,000 pages of tax code, and let's be honest, I don't care how smart you are. If you were able to get any customer service reaction from a human being, you might get two different answers. So surprisingly, and I find it interesting that Janet Yellen, of all people, that's the name you always hear about when they're raising the interest rates, Treasury Secretary, is asking them, 6 months, I want a new plan. 722 News Radio KDKA. I've heard a lot, and Paul, you probably heard a lot too, especially in the last few months, about unionization, places like Starbucks and other places that traditionally we haven't heard about before. And the story, there are walkouts and strike votes around the nation. There's a growing strength. So
a number of people in service industry jobs walked off the job around the country.
Right. And I guess there is growing interest in unionization. A new poll shows high stress is one of the reasons.
In Northern California,
no peace.
Thousands of Kaiser Permanente mental health care workers hit the picket lines in red shirts, saying their workload is atrocious.
We have been through hell and back.
A San Francisco Starbucks joined more than 220 locations across the nation that have unionized. This barista says the issue is,
this job sucks. Like, this job is not fun, and we're not getting paid enough.
There we are.
That's Amazon workers in San Bernardino, California, who walked out over low wages. A Gallup poll finds 1 in 5 workers battles anger or sadness during the day. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
So that is what we're hearing from a lot of people in a lot of jobs. Obviously, a lot of people have decided they're not going to work at their old job.
And they also don't like dealing with hostile customers either.
And apparently,
there's been a breakdown in civility in our country, that's for sure.
Boy, you hit the nail on the head. A breakdown in civility. Right there. The patience, the people, misplaced anger, I call it, because that's like yelling at a checkout person at the grocery store because prices have been going up, right?
Right.
As if that person has anything to do with the prices. You know what I mean? If you have an issue with the prices, you're talking to the wrong person. Why would you be mean or ignorant to that person? And I'll tell you how far it's gotten. And this is maybe a surprise or not. Performers at a Los Angeles strip club took their first steps toward unionization yesterday, becoming the latest in a group seeking collective bargaining power. Dancers at the Star Garden topless dive bar submitted a petition with the federal government. Quote, "We like what we do. We would like our jobs even more if we had basic worker protections." So, strippers are live entertainers, and while some aspects of their job are unique, they have much in common with other equity members who dance for a living. So,
wow.
There's a new wave out there because the pendulum's swinging a little bit the other way.
You know, and like I said yesterday, a recent survey of people in the marketplace for a job, and they had to rank there were 10 items that they had to rank in terms of importance to them in when they were interviewing with another company for a position. The number one thing these people were looking for, prospective employees, the number one thing, it's up for number 5 a couple of years ago, Number one is now workplace flexibility. And a lot of the people that were walking off jobs recently don't have that flexibility. They have to go to a job. They have to go to a warehouse and a distribution center. They have to go to a fast food restaurant. They have to go to their jobs at healthcare.
They really don't have the option, but many do and are enjoying that. And many of those people don't want to return to.
That's right.
Yeah. So there are plenty of jobs available, though, for a lot of people who might be looking. And just as a sidebar, completely unrelated, today is a big veterans job fair at Acrisure Stadium all day. So if you're a vet looking for work, you might want to start there. And the good doctor, Mike Hutchinson, Animal General of South Plaza and Cranberries on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Our weekly visit with you, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Larry?
I'm good. You noticed, and you live up there in the forest, so a little crisp last night, a little hint of what's to come.
Loved it.
You like it? You know? Yeah, I like it too. But I don't want to wish away summer either at the same time.
Agreed, but fall's always been my favorite season. I don't wish away any time, but it's always been my favorite season, that crisp weather and changing leaves. I love it, and so I always look forward to it. My wife doesn't.
Yeah, it's the opposite. My wife, she was telling a neighbor yesterday, oh, I like when it's cold and gray. I'm like, what? Anyway, let's get to our questions from your fans. Grove City, Taylor wants to know, my dog keeps having issues with blood dripping from his nose. Had a CT scan and thankfully didn't find any tumors. Any thoughts on what it might be?
Wow, there's a whole bunch of things. Number one and two would be tumors and trauma. You know, they get the zoomies and they don't put the brakes on quick enough and then end up, you know, banging into that sliding glass door. But those are number one and two, and you check, and thank goodness it's not a tumor, but sometimes they can get blood clotting disorders, tick-borne illnesses, things like ehrlichiosis, which is transmitted by the tick, another one of those diseases like Lyme disease. And, bad teeth, dental disease could cause it. Sometimes I've found foreign bodies up in their nostrils. The CT scan would have found that. But and then other times it's just medications and drug reactions or, autoimmune diseases where the immune system turns against them. But it's a nightmare when you have a dog with a bloody nose. What do? You know, when I was in the ER, it was hard for us. Sometimes we had to anesthetize them. But you can take an ice pack to the side that's bleeding, hold it up against the bridge of their nose, and that will help. And other times your vet will give you a medication like neosinephrine drops to drip in their nostril to hopefully help constrict those vessels that are bleeding. But don't do that without speaking to your veterinarian. That's something that should be prescribed.
Yeah, and it also, from a selfish standpoint, that could cause a lot of, carpet damage, and, it's hard to control once that happens. I mean, the health of your pet is first and foremost, but that's the residual effect, right?
Of course, and it's a nightmare. My dad had a dog that did have a nasal tumor, and fortunately the dog lived for almost 2 years, but it was a management disaster sometimes. So, exactly.
And we have a question from John and Gretchen Pinehurst, 15 years old. Our vet finally thinks our terrier mutt needs a dental what? Can you opine? I love this question. Opine on the safety. What needs a dental? Needs dental what?
So dental work, probably bad teeth, horrible mouth. Maybe it's playing with its food, won't want to eat. This is a horrible situation for all of us, the vets and the animals and the owners, because none of us want to anesthetize older animals for no reason, obviously. And if it's something that's critical, yes, we do it. I just did. This is true. Tuesday. This question is timely. I just had to do this to my almost 19-year-old cat because she had a bad tooth and she wouldn't eat. And I was, like anybody else, scared to death of anesthetizing her. But 10 minutes later, she was up and meowing for food. So it worked. But it's a you do blood tests. I mean, that's my opinion. When you ask me to opine on that safety of that suggestion, certainly they'll do blood work. Even if the blood work isn't perfect and they have a bad tooth or something that's causing them not to eat, sometimes you have to throw the risks out the window. That's what I just did in my cat. And just do the best you can to relieve their suffering, because that is suffering when they won't eat from a bad tooth or bad teeth. So tough situation, and I'm sorry I don't have a better opinion on that, but we all hate being in that position.
Well, dear Dr. Mike, I saved this one for last. From Neshannock up north, Tim and Michelle want to know, quote, our Cracker Jack is having horrible gas. My younger kids even clear the room. Any suggestions? We're feeding him a prescription diet for his sensitive stomach. What do we do?
You know, that one we talk about and we joke about, you know, you have to put a gas mask around your dog. So the gas is released as a product of digestion. You know, the good bacteria in the intestinal tract will break down the food into nutrients that the body can use, but sometimes hydrogen sulfide gas is produced, and obviously when that's released, it clears the room, and it's horrible. So I always try to find out the cause. I love digestive enzymes because they will help break down the carbohydrates that usually cause gas. Sometimes it's fat, but mostly carbohydrates. And then we try to find out the cause. Now, if you're already feeding a sensitive food for sensitive stomachs, then we might want to add some probiotics to it. We might want to find a different food because even these foods that are developed for sensitive stomachs can have things that an individual dog might be sensitive to that produces gas. So fun one, but I like probiotics, which are good bacteria. I'm trying that, and I love digestive enzymes. Prozyme's the one I go to. You sprinkle it on the food each time you feed them, and it helps stop some of those gas issues. But make sure there isn't some underlying cause. I did have a veterinarian email me one time after a show when I was talking about gas and said, you know, we had a dog in our practice that had cancer, and that was the reason it was having gas. And the point was I didn't mention every possibility, but the point was well taken. But there are other things that could cause gas that you'd want to find out.
Well, next week, Doc, we'll detail what you can do with a spouse that's having the same horrible gas issues. Meanwhile, Doc, have a great weekend.
How does Cindy do it? you too, Larry.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson.com, a great resource for podcast, animalgeneral.net. You can reach him at kdkradio.com. Joining me on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the man behind Little Italy Days, the promoter is Sal Ricchetti. We've known each other for a long time. Sal, you got to be exhausted just preparing for the next 4 days.
Oh, my God. It's just, you know, all day setting up yesterday. I just took a nap just for a few minutes to get ready for today.
It's Little Italy is what we call Bloomfield of the 90 neighborhoods in Pittsburgh. So if somebody hasn't been, what can they expect?
Well, you know, first of all, everybody's Italian starting today that comes to Bloomfield. So we want everybody to come out today. And as far as the festivities, we have Celebrity Bocce, which kicks off tonight at 6 p.m. And we're celebrating Franco Harris's 50th anniversary for his Immaculate Reception. Also, the start of his Italian army. And Bocce, all different kinds of celebrities will be there, senators, politicians, and even yourself.
Yeah, just full disclosure, Sal, I'm not much of a Bocce player. I mean, I'm willing to try, but I hope no team is counting on some type of skill level that's going to put them over the top.
Well, I don't know. I heard you've been sandbagging and practicing. So.
it's bragging rights. Yeah, I'm really excited to be there tonight. Obviously, the weather's going to cooperate, certainly today and tomorrow, too. And what else you got going on for the weekend?
Well, so food galore. I mean, anything Italian you could think of, you know, from the cannoli to the pizza to rigatoni, meatball, hot sausage, cavatelli, everything will be there. So tons of food, and there'll be some other American food as well, too. Entertainment, we got the Magic Moments, Pittsburgh's number one oldies band. They're playing tomorrow night. Tonight is Billy the Kid. He's an Italian blues singer, artist. Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band coming in on Sunday. All sorts of Frank Sinatra singers and different types of entertainers and bands, you know, some local Bloomfield bands and so forth. We got a kid zone. We have a VIP experience. Everything is on the website, littleitalydays.com. It's going to be a fun, great, fulfilled, you know, safe weekend, and everybody's going to be Italian.
And the million-dollar question, where do I park, Sal?
Yeah, you call me for that, and I'll take care of you on that. But we do have it.
I know a guy.
Right, you know a guy, exactly. Parking, it's all listed on the website. We have UPMC who donated their Luna Garage. And again, this is all posted on the website. We have a free shuttle. That's for the weekend. For the next couple of days, there's free and paid parking throughout the Bloomfield area. But it's all posted on the website would be the best way to describe it.
Sal Ricchetti, festival organizer on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good luck this weekend, Sal, and I'll see you tonight.
You got it. Sounds great. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.